This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. Homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. I guess you can say, well, for this hour of today's show, one missile at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some big stories ahead of you here, and we're very happy to have with us Dr. Jim Garrow, great friend of this radio show. He's been with us for years now. And we're going to be filling in some blanks. We're going to be talking about, this so-called missile that was brought down on the 27th of July and the fallout from that. Well, actually, I guess we've been spared a lot of fallout, if you know what I mean. But the other things we're going to be talking about is, Hillary Rodham Clinton, her health, all the different things going on with the presidential election, Donald Trump, and other things around the world, such as what in the world is going on in Turkey. So, Jim, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Really glad to have you back on. It's kind of like this is your home away from home.
Yeah, you make me feel pretty comfortable.
Absolutely.
I feel like I should be putting my feet up and having a warm coffee or a beer or something.
Let's do it.
We might be having a beer summit, though, so I don't want to be accused of that.
No beer summits. No. No beer summits. Well, if we do have one, there's got to be a lot of policemen there. A lot of policemen. So anyway, Jim, the big story that we've been working on here, one of the big stories that we got was just sort of passed over to me last week, and I was just sort of a deer in the headlight, didn't really know much about it other than I had heard that over Las Vegas there was what they thought was a meteor shower, and it turned out to not be a meteor shower. It was actually the breakup, apparently, of a Chinese missile at the time, a CZ-7, I think is what it was, and it had been launched on June 24th from China, and it was degrading in low Earth orbit, and apparently it was shot down as it came over the southwest United States, starting in from Hawaii all the way up to Nellis Air Force Base in that area. And a lot of people were out looking for parts from that rocket. And as it turned out, the story that we got was that it was a degrading capsule, if you will, that potentially had a nuclear bomb from Korea that could have exploded in low Earth orbit and creating an EMP effect, which would have really devastated the entire Southwest. Now, that's the story that we got. We dug into it even more. We have some more details that we brought out. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, isn't it a great thing? Doesn't it give you a warm and cuddly to know that a foreign power with nuclear capability can put up into space in low Earth orbit a missile that has within it the capability of igniting, of course, a nuclear device and thereby creating an EMP pulse, which would devastate, you know, most of the Southwest. In fact, it probably would go up as far as Canada, frankly, you know, depending on how high up it is when it goes off. But isn't it a wonderful thing to know that it was actually brought down and that the THAAD missile defense system actually worked? Wouldn't that be a great thing to be able to say?
It would be comfortable to say that. And in fact, our initial reporting the night that this happened reflected that. But however, what we found out later on, Jim, was that that wasn't the case.
Well, I think I know that too. I think we've heard that, that in fact our missile defense shield failed, and that it was the intervention of another nation that ended up saving America and the South and all the residents therein from what would have been a clear attack against America. Of course, you know, we tracked it as it came in. We knew it was coming, and relying on the system that was supposed to work. And it makes you wonder if it was interfered with in some way, or it just did not have the capability of offering the defense that we were sold in the bill of goods that we got, along with the money that we traded for that defense system.
We picked up an article from, I believe it was RT or one of the other foreign news agencies out there that talks about this defense. It just so happens that they talk about this in the last couple of days. We put this article up today, and it's entitled, U.S. Rebuffs China's Anger Over the THAAD Missile System, which is exactly what you're talking about, which is known as the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. And from my sources, Jim, they told me that there were technical issues that caused it to fail. And as a result, another foreign government used its defense system to protect us.
Isn't it great that when you need it, when there actually is basically an attack, not a practice, but a real thing, the real event happening, that your system suddenly develops glitches so that it does not do as it's been tasked to do? Isn't it amazing that that would happen? First of all, it should never have happened. Secondly, I'm wondering what happened to the people who organized and agreed to buy the system itself. Has anything happened to them? Has there been any discussion by any politician that would show some awareness of how close we were to a devastation of part of the American homeland? Has there been anything coming out in the news? I haven't seen a thing.
Well, you know, and funny you should say that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we arranged this interview a long time ago with Dr. Garrell. And it just so happens, the first thing I tell Dr. Garrell before we go on the air, oh, I was just watching CNN. You talk about, you know, serendipitous. I was just watching CNN, and they're reporting on the fact that Korea now has all this technology, including a small nuclear weapon, and they showed pictures of it. I mean, they're all out about it. It's like all of a sudden, Jim, we're kind of like outing this whole issue, and they actually tried it, and we defeated, not us, another government did on our behalf, but they actually do have the technology, and that's what CNN was reporting just now.
Yeah, isn't that great that they're doing it now, and you and I reported it how long ago?
Well, quite a while ago, you know, and I mean, we knew about the launching and so on, but, you know, what really was getting everybody's dander up was the fact that they were out searching for the warhead.
Yeah.
And that was the real deal. That was the real deal. So, yeah, it's, you know, what I find this so often with the, especially now with Fox and with CNN, they're reporting things late. And, in fact, some things they're reporting 3 and 4 years late. Like, you know, Benghazi was the going to be arms shipment. That was about a month ago that Fox News finally reported that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really nice that they reported that. So, but, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we run into, obviously, in the news stream media, that the mainstream media doesn't report. That doesn't keep us safe. And I, quite frankly, Jim, when I was told that had the secondary system not come through for us, we would have had an EMP, and that would have devastated millions of people on the in the United States.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the next time that you hear that there's some debate in either one of the houses that says that we are no longer offering any either military advice or actual armaments or up-to-date systems to Israel, I want everyone to remember one thing. We would have been toast if it hadn't been for a missile launched by Israel, and we won't say where it was stationed, that took out this missile when our system failed.
It's nice to have friends in different places, and we've got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Jim Garrow about this, potential cataclysmic event that was avoided because Israel stepped in to save the southwest of the United States. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow. And Dr. Jim Garrow has written the book. This is how I first got introduced to him. He's a fellow educator. Also used to work for an alphabet soup sort of organization for the government. And he was in China, and he wrote a book called The Pink Pagoda, which was about, the situation, the one-child policy that they have in China. And, of course, the one-child policy went against girls, very much so. And he was able to save a lot of girls' lives in China because he intervened through his institute, the Bethune Institute, the series of schools that were, it still are in China, and he's still very much involved in it and engaged with it. But, Jim, you know, one of the things I find very, very fascinating, nobody's now saying about the mainstream media that they were saying 4 and 5 years ago, as we were discussing, years ago, many of these things that have happened and have come to fruition about how we're crazy tinfoil hat thinkers out there, because it's truthful. It's true. Many of the events we talked about, I can talk about Benghazi all we want to, it's all come to fruition. It's all true. And this event here, I mean, I trust my sources. We've been with my sources for 6 years. They're always right. My other sources have been crystal clear on this. This was an event that could have killed millions of people in the United States, and it was avoided by the Israeli government.
Yeah, and thank goodness it was. You know, we have to put the emphasis where it should be, and the praise, the kudos have to be given to Israel for stepping in when we failed. But once again, you know as well as I do that when we have sources very close to situations that are going on in the world, we're getting the news, we're getting the information firsthand, directly, and immediately. So when we're putting this stuff out, we're not making it up. We're not trying to sell something. We're not trying to. It's not self-aggrandizement. It's about protection. It's about knowledge. It's about an understanding that the people who say, the government that says, you know, we're here to protect you, we're here to help you out, citizens, it may not be the case. And therefore, we have a responsibility to report, I believe, the truth to the people. One of the great things about, and here's where I've got to say this and slap you on the back a bit, we have produced information that's been an absolute shock to people, but it's shown over time to be 100% accurate. And that's one of the things that I appreciate hearing almost every day, someone new contacting, asking for information. And I want you to know, those new people are senators.
Yep.
They're people from the House. I've had a governor or two who've contacted me. I've had people who are in responsible positions who would never try to source people who were tinfoil hat wearers or nutcases because they're relying on the intelligence information that we can provide. And, I mean, we're wholehearted in our patriotism, and therefore we give what information we can that we know is truthful and has been vetted.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Donald Trump got his first intelligence report today, and he was very, very hesitant. He brought in General Flynn for obvious reasons, and he was very clear and upfront. I mean, you got to respect what this guy says. He says, I don't trust them. I don't trust you. Look how well they've done over the last 8 years. Hello, yeah. You can't trust him. And in terms, it's going to be an Obama, you know, intelligence message going into Donald Trump. There's no question about it. And I'm glad they brought Flynn in to kind of sort through some of that stuff. But getting back to this other story, you know, it's kind of interesting that CNN is now reporting this story. They're coming out with all the information. And it's kind of, you know, it's going to scare a lot of people that here we have North Korea that's this far along. And I think we got to credit our radio show and our sources out there for bringing this on, because I've been on several radio shows since this incident took place, people wanting to find out what's going on. And I'm pretty sure they listened to a couple of those shows. But one of the things that came out from a listener on one of the shows that I was on was Major General John Rossi and his death. And ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, we're not making this up. This is, you can see the stories and everything. You can double, you can fact check. Please do. This is a story. We updated it on the original story from August 15th. And this is a report that a two-star general who may have had direct involvement in the July 27th incident in which a Chinese-made rocket fired from China on June 24th was brought down as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere over Hawaii, drops dead 2 days before taking command of the Space and Missile Defense Command Army Forces Strategic Command. This story cannot be ignored. It said that Major General John Rossi, the incoming commander of Space and Missile Defense Command Army Forces Strategic Command, was found dead inside his home on Redstone Arsenal just over a week ago, just right after this incident.
Now, and here he is prepared to take over. And what kind of information do you think he had at his beck and call? What do you think some of his very first exercises were going to be? He was going to go in there. He was going to clean house because he knew exactly what was going on and why the thing failed.
He knew why THAAD failed.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got some other information that I'm not really ready to share yet about what he was up to, but it was all good. It was all good for America. And yeah. This is more information. We get more information, ladies and gentlemen. We'll report this, but this guy could have been a major. This guy's a major hero, as far as I can tell from what information I have. He is a major hero who saved millions of lives in the southwest of the United States and even Canada.
Yeah, and he was stopped from bringing forward information that would have again pointed a finger at a certain foundation that's owned by somebody running for president. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, I can't imagine. It must be something to do with that Clinton Foundation.
And how much money do you think went to the Clinton Foundation from the very people who sold the THAAD system?
Well, that's something that we're obviously going to have to look up now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's there. It's there to be found. All you have to do is look, and sure enough, I mean, talk about money laundering and talking about buying favor and talking about payola. Mrs. Clinton, I have no idea how in the world she can, you know, stand in front of the cameras and talk as if she's a patriot. She's not. She's an absolutely traitorous, treacherous, treasonous villain of the worst order. Makes Snidely Whiplash look like a lamb.
Well, you know, this is all big news, the connection between the Clinton Foundation and this THAAD defense system. And this is something that I think obviously piqued the interest of the Chinese. That's why this one story came out earlier in the yesterday about the THAAD system and about the Chinese being kind of upset about it. But, you know, if you start following that money trail to the Clinton Foundation and who manufactured and made the THAAD system, which is the defense system that they were talking about that is supposed to have successfully brought down this missile, but it did not. But, you know, see, that it kind of goes into the information I have that Rossi knew something else. He knew what was going on with that missile as it was coming in. He knew what the payload was.
Well, and not only did he know, he also knew whose phone to call in order to get it brought down when we failed.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, the missile that it was a Chinese-made CZ-7 type missile, and it was launched on the 24th of June from the Wenchang Satellite Launch Center in China, and of course that's obviously under the guise of a communication satellite. But then, of course, when it went into low Earth orbit, people started getting really suspicious about what was going on. That was as it was relayed to me. And I guess the rest is a little bit history. But we're coming up to a break right now. And when we come back, Jim, I just know you want to talk about this. But let's talk a little bit about what is going on with that Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton and her health, you know, because I'm really concerned about her health. I see her as a shaken woman. And in fact, I've been watching a lot of the videotapes, and I kind of delved into this last night and the night before and said to myself, you know, this is a woman who I don't think will be able to stand the presidency or even this election. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jim Garrow about, well, what is really truly going on with this election cycle? Will we make it to the election? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
2-1-1-0. The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Dr. Jim Garrow, Bethune Institute author, The Pink Pagoda, been on the show, I don't know how many times, dozens of times over the last 6 or 7 years. And we're talking about, now we've kind of switched gears. We talked about this shoot down of a Chinese rocket on July 27th and the death of, the very suspicious death of a major general. Rossi is his name, and we're still digging into that. But there's a lot of other things going on here. A missile defense system failed called the THAAD system, and I don't have that acronym in front of me right now. It's a system that was backed up by the Israeli government that shot the missile down that prevented an EMP from exploding over the southwest of the United States. That's what we're talking about. This is heavy-duty stuff, And I know everybody's thinking, well, you guys are tinfoil hat thinkers. All I just need to tell you is Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Remember that back 4 years ago and how right we were, 100% right today even. So just, you know, tell us about the tinfoil hat thinking, how accurate we've been. It's 100% accuracy here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I know with Dr. Garrett it's the same. Okay, but, you know, you tantalize the audience, and that is who made the THAAD defense system and how much money did they pay? Are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. The Clinton Foundation.
Well, hey, you got to remember, it's all about friends. It's all about, in fact, there's a Chinese word for this. It means relationship. It's called guanxi.
Guanxi. Right.
And if you don't have guanxi in this world, you are a sad loser. So the more guanxi you have, the better opportunities you bring to yourself. And when you bring opportunity to yourself, that means doors are open, money flows, and you become heroic, at least in your own mind. So here we have Mrs. Clinton, we have Mr. Clinton, we have the gem of all gems, the criminal enterprise par excellence, the Clinton Foundation, which has benefited to the tune of billions, with a B, billions of dollars. And this is dollars that are the dirtiest, filthiest, scummy, awful money you could ever have in your hands. And of course, Bill and Hillary are scooping it away. They're just loving every minute, pulling it all in and selling us out right and left. They are to be bought by anyone with money.
Well, you know, one of the New York shows or newspapers, whatever, they were talking about how I can't remember which one it was, but it's a big one, and they were very concerned that, you know, if she becomes president, that she can't have anything to do with the Clinton Foundation. And because it's pretty obvious that they don't want to have this, you know, pay-to-play business going on if you're the president, because that's really giving the store away. Really? I was like thinking, are you kidding me, guys? I mean, this is so absolutely flagrantly in-your-face illegal that multiple felonies floating around here, yet no one's doing anything about it.
Well, hey, wait a minute. But, Paul, you're reflecting back on things like moral suasion. You know, that there might be some sort of moral suasion that would say to them, we can only go so far. I mean, we can't get away with this. And of course, that's the bottom line. What can you get away with?
Right.
So far, they've gotten away with everything.
Right.
Somehow they are the Teflon pair.
Well, it is so interesting. Now, we interviewed Katie Grimes of ReaganBaby.com, and she's the one who's got the whole system about how election voting is going to be rigged and how it was rigged in California. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we firmly believe that Bernie Sanders won California, and it was by a lot. And as time in history is going to prove that to be true, but she's got it all dialed in on the election scheme. It's interesting, just before the June 7th election, who shows up at the governor's mansion in California to meet with Jerry Brown but Bill Clinton? And hey, then
doesn't he also go and meet people on aircraft before they're taking off?
Or
doesn't he go on to yachts and have private meetings with people there too?
He goes to some private islands and has liaisons with underage girls.
Oh, well, there's that too.
That's wink wink nod nod on that. But you know, this tie-in to the Clinton Foundation is notable, and I think that as time goes on, we're going to be able to prove all that and bring that to everybody. Now, I want to switch gears here and talk about really the election and what's happening with her, because you know, I've been kind of watching her and not really seriously looking at her, and I've had some experience with a lot of different things like epilepsy and things because of students in schools. I've 41 years dealing with thousands of kids. You run into epileptic seizures. You run into all kinds of things. And I was noticing she was being asked by a reporter, she had a cup of coffee or something like that, and all of a sudden I thought I saw a petite mal grand seizure that she demonstrated. I looked at that and I said, I've seen that before. It looked very, I mean, and I talked to a friend of mine who happens to be a medical doctor who's also, you know, he's a psychiatrist actually, and he said the same thing. He thought it was a petite mal. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, exactly. I've had the same verification. I watched it. It's just like you and I have seen this so often with special education kids.
Right, right.
And so Petit Mal has a number of indicators that whole twitchy
right.
And suddenly being, you know, almost stopped dead.
Right.
As you realize something went wrong and you've lost audio, audio's gone. You wonder what you just said. And it's not an Alzheimer's moment. That was a Viti Mal moment.
Yeah.
And it was pretty obvious. We've seen it so often with the kids in our classes over time. Yeah, that's exactly what was demonstrated. And you know, it's funny. If it weren't for the great cheerleading squad that bolsters everything that Hillary does and says, and of course, they are investigative journalists, aren't they?
Yeah. The cheerleading squad is, yeah.
Yeah, has anyone asked the question on the mainstream media what happened? I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard, other than there has been some reporting that's been going out on Fox, but not really a lot. No, it's been coming from us.
And yet the question right up in people's faces should be this. Is this woman capable of serving in the presidency given her medical condition that is beginning to show to the public? Not only that, but look at her inability to walk up a flight of stairs,
mm-hmm.
barely able to stand without support.
Or even sit up sometimes.
Yeah, and this it's getting very obvious. And in fact, even remember the big black dude who you saw helping
right.
her up the stairs? You realize that he is no longer around?
Yes, and he was also the one behind the podium that helped her.
Yes,
that one
he was.
Time.
He was right there to help her up, to point her in the right direction, to tell her where to start again or to continue her speech. That gentleman is no longer to be found. He's been shuffled off somewhere because he's too recognizable and people want to interview him and find out what happened. Of course, the Clinton crew, they make sure that nobody is accessible to that degree. Who can say anything negative about Hillary? Actually, not negative. It's truthful.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, you know, having our experiences like you're talking about with seizures, it was pretty obvious that's what it was. I mean, I've seen that dozens, you know, maybe 50, 60, 100 times over the years. And sometimes the grand mals are just, of course, over the top.
Well, and that makes me wonder, because you've seen the child that's had a grand mal and how it's like all of their energy has been sucked away.
Right.
And they can barely operate. So what do we see as well when you see Hillary Clinton barely able to climb upstairs? That's evidence of grand mal.
Right. So, yes.
You know, here we have the aftermath. We saw an exact instance of a petit mal happening, and then we see the aftermath of a grand mal, where a person has no energy at all, could barely stand up, could barely
and
climb
needs
stairs.
Assistance.
Exactly, and that's what we were looking at. So now you got to look at this. We are being asked to trust a woman who physically, mentally, is not capable of dealing with the duties of the presidency, because that requires a sharp mind continuously, not one that can be muddled in a minute.
We got the music coming up, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and what's going to happen in this election cycle with Donald Trump. And it is a big concern. I think these are just straight-up legitimate questions that we need to ask of, well, the Clinton crew out there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton and her medical condition with Dr. Jim Garrow. And, you know, we were saying before that it's pretty evident, at least to us, in our experiences as educators and being around people with epilepsy and grand mal seizures and so on, that we've seen a petit mal and perhaps even grand mal signs and symptoms coming from her. We're not doctors. I have consulted with a doctor and who agrees with me because of my experiences, and I know Dr. Garrow with students and so on over the years, hundreds of students that we've seen under these circumstances have seen the same things. Jim, I guess I think these are perfectly legitimate questions to be asking based upon what we've seen and what we've heard from her, because sometimes even her speech patterns, I think, reflect something. But, you know, at some point in time, this is going to come out big time if it's not addressed, and that big time might be when she's up on the stage and she collapses or she goes into a grand mal seizure.
Yeah, we've talked about this before with each other, that at some point in time, the pressures, and that's part of what happens with folks who respond through seizure activity. Sometimes it's the absolute pressure of a moment that triggers it. What is the triggering event? And there's tons of opportunity that may happen with her in a public setting on a stage. And no wonder they've had as large a fella as that black guy,
right,
who was there, who would shield the fact that he would have to prop her up physically with one arm or one hand to take all that weight and be able to keep her on her feet or set her down in a chair and try and make it look natural rather than something that is horrid episodically.
We'll see her, you know, laying face down on the floor like we've seen, or flailing around. And, you know, we can get into the whole thing about what it looks like with a grand mal somebody down on the ground. I'm not going to do that right now. But I just think these are real concerns that need to be addressed. And I think this is legitimate that the Trump camp would do this, would ask these kind of questions.
Well, they should be. And Mr. Trump, it's fair game. Mr. Trump is well within his right to safeguard America. And to point out that in terms of comparison shopping, if you're looking at two candidates and one candidate has all of this baggage that's possible and illness that is being reflected in the reality of what we're watching day to day on television, then for him to point it out is perfectly legitimate.
Let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump going forward as a candidate. Right now, there's a lot of people talking that he's got a big shakeup going on. He brought in a big writer from Breitbart to be kind of like the hammer. And I think it's an appropriate thing. I look at it that he's starting to add a little bit more firepower to his arsenal on his campaign. Would you agree?
I'd agree totally, because what we're watching is a manager. That's what he's known for in the past. He has been a great manager. The people who have worked with him, whether they're still, in the upper echelons or they've been moved around, whatever, the respect that they have for him in his ability to pick the skills that are needed for particular settings and situations and responsibilities, the man is brilliant at it. And, let's not get tripped up on, the way he could butcher a speech and kind of marbleize words. Sure, that happens. But when it gets down to it, the skill sets this man has are the skill sets that America needs as a manager.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of interesting. Who we have here is Donald Trump hired Stephen K. Bannon. And I've heard about Bannon for quite some time, ever since Andrew Breitbart passed away. And he's really done a magnificent job there. At Breitbart, but he's an incredibly conservative guy, which is great. I just love Breitbart. Breitbart is just doing everything everywhere with all the writers, and of course our very own Chris Street writes three articles a day for Breitbart and a major contributor over there. But the thing about having somebody such as a Bannon is that he is absolutely tearing it up in Capitol Hill. In fact, they've got an article out right now. It says The Hill: Trump's Breitbart hire sends tremors through Capitol Hill. And I got to tell you, I was listening on Sirius Radio to CNN this afternoon. I don't know why I had that going on, but as soon, they were all over the Breitbart hire. And I said to myself, boy, they sound pretty scared.
Well, and they know the skill set.
Yeah.
And they know the fact that here's the other thing it shows. Mr. Trump is not afraid to bring brilliant people beside him.
That's right.
He's not threatened. He doesn't play the game of coddling. He knows full well what America needs, and he's willing to make the people step up, because one thing that he's able to do, too, is encourage people to use what they've got in the service of America. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, he really should. And, this thing about being attacked by the Republicans out there, the establishment. See, I call them now, all those Republicans that have been attacking Trump, the Never Trumps and so on, they're all a new party that I created called the Globalist Party USA. Doesn't that fit? It's perfect. You got the Chamber of Commerce in that and all that stuff. But, Paul Ryan, all these people, they're all pretty much, I think, afraid of something like this. This is, again, shaking up the new world order, so to speak, for them. I look at what Donald Trump is doing to the Republican Party as nothing more than a corporate raid.
Isn't that true?
I mean, he's expelling all the people he doesn't want, and he's keeping his own people, and he's bringing people on board. That's the new Republican Party, like it or not.
Yeah, and he's just beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and wait until he's in the White House. Wait until he's able to then start to pick and choose where. I mean, I can't wait to see who the cabinet secretaries are going to be.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. And he'll get the best. He'll get the very best. One of the things, we're coming up to the close of the segment here, almost the close of the hour, but I think these polls are really going to start making a big turn here shortly.
Oh, you mean the twisted polls that are biased against Trump? Hey, come on. We know full well what's going on out on the street, and it should be reflected in the polls, but they're not.
Right. There's too much money floating around to buy off all the pollsters out there. I do have to say that Rasmussen and the LA Times seem to get it right just about every time. So I've always been a Rasmussen fan at this point in time in the election because there's just so much chafe out there. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Got one more final short segment with Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Dr. Jim Garrow. We've been talking about that Chinese missile that was launched and shot down by the Israelis over the southwest United States on July 27th. We've been documenting that. It's a ongoing story because the so-called THAAD missile defense system that we have failed. And, of course, I guess it's a matter of following the money at this point in time, because this THAAD missile defense system was created by somebody who paid money into the Clinton Foundation. Dr. Garrow, your thoughts? We've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, and let's not forget the wise advice of Deep Throat. From a previous investigation long ago, back, what, 76?
The 1970s.
And there it was. He said, if you want to know what's going on in the world, follow the money. Yeah. So with the Clintons, follow the money into the coffers of the Clinton Foundation, and you'll see the trail who's giving it, why they're giving it, and what they're getting out of it.
Well, it's an interesting play on words, because we could probably ask Monica Lewinsky about following the money, couldn't we?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Anyway, Dr. Garrell, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio, and look forward to having you on soon again, maybe within the next couple of weeks, because we can't let this all go away. There's too many good things happening. Thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
You're welcome.
Couldn't resist that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also go to a21r.com. That's a21r to get to our website. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, as I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.